Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Depth Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, September the 1st. The grains closed higher with December corn up 8.25 cents, closing at 3.23¾. November beans up 0.75 cents, closing at 9.43¾. And December wheat up 6.5 cents, closing at 3.94¾. Good day in the corn. It's really hard to know where the strength came from. We did have that sale this morning to Mexico, 128,000 tons, but the weekly sales weren't all that great. So it's a little surprising that we'd be up 8 cents here, particularly with the crude oil down $1.54 a barrel. But the dollar was lower. We're down 36 ticks. I don't think that's enough to put corn up 8 cents, but for whatever reason, the funds looked like they were buying corn and wheat and selling beans. Obviously, we know they're heavily, heavily short corn and wheat, still long the beans. The beans have closed under the 200-day moving average now 3 days in a row. So again, we could see more selling as they lighten up on those long bean positions. Was it just first of the month buying in here? Maybe some kind of rebalancing by the funds? It's certainly possible. I expected to see the lows Tuesday. Maybe we made them yesterday. Maybe I'm a few days off here. But, good closes. Kansas City wheat was up 8.5 again today. So that's all positive. There's been a lot of talk about the lack of good protein wheat out there. So maybe that's starting to come into play. Maybe this thing we talked about this morning with Egypt rejecting the tenders because there was only one out there, because the exporters aren't going to play their game. So, this makes wheat more available if the Egyptians capitulate, and maybe that's what we're going to see out here. So, really hard to know why the funds decided to pull the trigger here today, but it is what it is. Where do we go from here? It's really a toss of the dice. I find it hard to believe that corn has made its low for the year. Are we going to make the lows before harvest? That seems unlikely to me. So I still think, September into October is going to be tough. We just don't have the storage out here. We heard stories today about elevators not taking any Milo in. We have to believe that there's going to be an awful lot of grain put on the ground this year. And again, I certainly would be selling the grain, re-owning it with call options, capture the carry. There's plenty of different things you can do out here, but just don't put it in the bin or on the ground and hope that this thing comes back. You've got to manage this risk out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.